You're listening to the Findlay Quality Network.
Hey, doesn't Lex usually do these?
Hey gang, this is a change of pace episode for the Radio Theater. For one thing, it's the first part of our live show from last November. For another, it's not just an adventure of singing cowboy Slim Skinner and his wife Charlie Russell. It's also their life story. I hope you like it. I do want to let you know, though, there is a moment a little over 5 minutes in where our computer fell asleep and stopped recording audio for a couple of minutes. Fortunately, we had listener Andrew on hand to run the sound. Hi, listener Andrew. And he got it up and running again. If it hadn't been for the video camera, we'd have had a few minutes of silence. Video camera? Yes, there will be video clips soon. So sit back and enjoy the incomparable Radio Theater live from Madison, Indiana.
Mm-hmm. We're ready now. We was born ready.
From approximately coast to coast, or vice versa, this is the incomparable Radio Theater Live. Tonight's story, The Adventures of Slim Skinner, the Cowhands of the Range, with Gregory Maupin, Abigail Bailey Maupin, Jeff Brodigam, Stephanie Hellman, and the music of Suede Saddle. Suede Saddle, everybody. Well, good evening and welcome. I'm David J. Lohr, and this is the Incomparable Radio Theater. Now, you're probably asking yourselves, okay, what is an Incomparable Radio Theater? Well, we're a series, a podcast series, that celebrates the golden age of radio in the golden age of podcasting. We bring back all kinds of non-existent radio shows from the 1930s and 40s, and you can find us in the podcast app of your choice. But tonight, we come to you live from the stage of the beautiful Ohio Theater, the jewel in the heart of downtown Madison, Indiana. And we are here to bring you the story, the true story, of singing cowboy Slim Skinner, the golden voice of Laramie, his more than a partner, Charlie Russell, and Casper, the harmony horse, of course.
Funny thing is, he wasn't even from Wyoming. He was from right here in southern Indiana.
And he wasn't alone. Ken Maynard, star of what some say was the first singing cowboy flick, was born right up the road here in Vivi. Cincinnati was the birthplace of one Leonard Sly. You'd know him better as Roy Rogers.
Heck, Dale Evans not only got her start in radio at Louisville's WHAS, it's where she got the name, Dale Evans.
Those are all true stories. That's the amazing part. Whenever I get to thinking about the singing cowboys, I think about my mother. She raised me on all of them, but Slim might have been her favorite. Maybe it was her Laramie connection, I don't know. And when I get to thinking of her and Slim, there's only one song that comes to mind. Boys?
I've done my day's riding. Nighttime is rolling my way. The sky's all on fire and the light's slowly fading. Peaceful and still ends the day. Out on the trail, the night birds are calling, singing their wild melody. Down in the canyon, the cottonwood whispers a song of Wyoming for me. Around the town and the city, trying to figure the how and the why. But I've stopped all my scheming, I'm just drifting and dreaming, watching the river roll by. Here comes that big old prairie moon rising, shining down bright as can be. Up on the hill, the coyote's singing a song of Wyoming for me. A song of Wyoming for me.
Now, my mother taught in Laramie at the university for many years, the real Laramie, Wyoming. She used to say she could always tell when she crossed into Wyoming just by the scent of the sage. Not the signs, not the sights, the scent of the sage in the air as she drove by. The first time I drove across the country, I'll be darned if she wasn't right. So I got to thinking about Slim and how a young man from southern Indiana might wind up a singing cowboy in Hollywood. Maybe you've heard of his films. Hoedown Hijinks, Canyon Jubilee, Murdoch of the Mounties, the story of the only American in the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. Maybe you've heard the old coffee ads from the radio show.
Why, Will Holly, howdy do, partner.
Hey there, Slim.
Say, why so glum, chum?
Hmm?
You look like you got up on the wrong side of the bunkhouse.
Is there a right side? Never mind.
Luxury appointment, it ain't.
I've got to get along some little dogies, and boy, are my dogies tired.
Say, boys, it's awful early. Can I rustle up something for you?
Just some orange juice for me and some coffee for my saddle pal here.
I don't know. I've tried all kinds of coffee. It doesn't really do much for me.
But have you tried chock full of coffee?
What's that?
That's the coffee with the extra special secret ingredient. More coffee.
Say, that's some coffee.
That's not some coffee, Will. That's all the coffee.
Chock full of coffee. It's the caffeinated treat. Caffeinated.
That's right. Slim was the first celebrity spokesman for Chock Full of Coffee all the way back in 1937. But Slim wasn't always a cowboy and wasn't even a coffee drinker.
Tea. Earl Grey. Hot.
Man after my own heart.
He was born Irwin Orville O'Neill outside of Cincinnati, somewhere in the 19-teens. But the family came to Madison soon after.
His father was a performer. And from an early age, he decided his son would continue the family business.
Win, my boy.
Everyone called him Win.
Win, my boy. Today was a glorious day. For today, you shall join me in the sacred brotherhood of musicians. Behold, their ukulele.
Well, young Win took to it like fish to water. And Cindy joined his father on the Midwestern ukulele circuit, traveling from town to town, up and down the dial. And as he grew, so too did his voice.
Gadabouts of nowadays all spend their winter holidays way down old Bimini way. today. They all rave about Bimini Bay. They say, come and spoon with me and meet the julep tree down old Bimini Way. Hear the cockatails calling, come to Bimini Bay. Sweet orange blossoms await you down yonder, where they say absence will make every loving heart grow fonder. There's a shady nook by a sunny brook where the green river flows. There we'll spend our days and we'll try to raise Tom and Jerry's, who knows. Each night we'll sample our private stock, wind up the cat and put out the clock. Oh, by Jiminy, won't you come with me down to Bimini Bay? There is magic in the moon that makes December seem like June, way down old Bimini Way. Count the stars if you are able in the skies or on a label, way down on Bimini Bay. Palm trees waving so friendly to you, and each tree that you see looks like true to you. There's a ricky tree by the Hennessy down old Bimini Way. All the folks are good mixers down on Bimini Bay. You'll love that topical, tropical island. The moon shines bright every night in that lovely rock and rhyme land. Oh, by Hickory, it's so liquory down on Bimini Bay. And of late I've heard every wise old bird will be flying that way. You'll find that's where the good lawyers are and how they practice at every bar. Oh, by Jiminy, how I'd love to be down on Bimini Bay.
The thing is, Wynn's father was the last of a dying breed. The ukulele circuit was slowing down. Radio and soon talking pictures were all the rage.
Step right up, come one, come all, and thrill to the musical stylings of Wynn O'Neill. Drift on down to Bimini Bay. Come and do the Liverlost Rag, and then thrill to the most astounding, the depth-defying, the ukulele of fire.
You'd be surprised how many places tried to get performers to do the old ukulele of fire.
Entirely too many, if you ask me.
Even so, as live audiences dwindled, Wynn was tempted to try the bit just to see if people would respond.
Excuse me, no, I was not.
Are you sure? I
was reading the history.
I was there.
But Wikipedia...
what not?
Fair enough.
How about we skip ahead to Chicago?
That was Wynn O'Neill with You Drew an Inside Straight to My Heart. You're listening to the National Barn Dance on WLS.
Hey, kid, that was a lovely song.
Say, thanks a lot. It's an oldie but a goodie.
I have to say, you blow a mean trumpet.
Strictly speaking, I really don't.
It's a metaphor, kid.
Well, I never metaphor I didn't like.
What's your handle, stranger?
Handle.
Your name. What do they call you?
Irwin O'Neill, but everybody calls me Wynn.
Charlie Russell. Pleased to meet you.
Charlie?
Short for Charlotte.
Of course. You one of the ensemble singers?
Oh, yeah. But more than just a singer.
Really?
I mean, on the show, I'm just a singer. But I write sometimes, too, you know? Songs, that is. Good ones, too. At least, I think so.
You gotta think so.
I do.
Never thought to try writing a song. I don't know as I could.
Nonsense. As long as you've got a song in your heart, just write it down. Next thing you know, there's a new one waiting to come out.
I had no idea.
Hey, I gotta get ready for my next number, but say a gal wanted to look a fella up sometime. How'd she go about that?
I'll be around the station. I got nothing better to do.
Really?
Sure. If you want me, just blow a little mouth trumpet.
Is that some kind of metaphor?
You know how to play the mouth trumpet, don't you, Charlie? Just put your lips together and...
Nothing better to do, huh? Why not try writing a song or two while you wait for me, Win O'Neill?
I just might. Just might at that, Charlie Russell.
And that was how Slim Skinner and Charlie Russell met the loves of their lives.
One night in June. One night in June. Under the moon. Why does that sound so familiar? My dog has... Please.
He never did write that song, but Lord knows he tried.
Years later, Charlie wrote a song that wasn't really about how they met, but maybe it was.
Long ago and far away, I went to a barn dancing town. There was music and laughter I never heard after. The band started playing the Wiener Waltz. Across the room you caught my eye. The world fell away at a glance. I crossed the floor, taking a chance, and asked you to dance to the Wiener Waltz. You did not know, or so you said, how we could move on the floor. But you took my hand, and I took the lead, and we danced 1, 2, 3, and 2, 3, and once more. And more, and evermore, I've held your hand, and you held my heart close to yours. How could I know that night long ago that our lives would begin with the Wiener Waltz? High in the Rockies and dancing on air, I heard you don't mind that I kissed you there. And there, and there we spun, and there we twirled, with nary a care in the world. Wrapped in your arms is where I belong, as we dance to the song of the Wiener Waltz. Wrapped in your arms is where I belong. Can we dance all along to the Wiener
Tell you folks, this show is going to make me cry. You have no idea.
Well, I don't know about you, but I think this might be a good place to take a moment, give them a moment, and share an ad from one of our sponsors.
Cowpokes and cowfolks, are you at about the end of your rope? Do you need a new Riata for riding and roping all the livelong day? But look no further than the lasso that won the West, Poet Lariats.
This is just to say, I have rounded up the dogies that were in the canyon, and which you were probably saving for the roundup next week. Forgive me, the Poet Lariat was delightful, so sleek, so well made.
That's right. Lassos, riatas, lariats, ropes, and more. Available in sisal, jute, hemp, free verse, and movable foot. So much depends upon Poet Lariats. When the wind comes whipping down the plains, their poetry in motion. Where were we?
Wynn O'Neill had been discovered on the National Barn Dance, right, and like Gene Autry before him, made his way to Hollywood.
Look, kid, you got talent, but that name's got to go. Nobody's going to buy a cowboy named Irwin O'Neill.
I did.
Oh, yes, but you're a woman of taste and discernment.
How about Jimmy? Jim something. Jim Bowie.
That was a real person.
Jim Bonnick?
No.
Jim Bonnet. Jim Sonnet.
How about Jim Villanelle?
Jim Skinner?
Not quite, but why not Slim?
Seriously?
Try it out. Slim Skinner.
It's got kind of a ring to it.
We could go on, but you already know the name of the show. So that's how Slim Skinner was born.
Finley Quality Network, FQN.
You have been listening to the Incomparable Radio Theater Live, featuring Gregory Maupin, Abigail Bailey Maupin, Jeff Brodigam, Stephanie Hellman, and the music of Suede Saddle. We performed live at the Ohio Theater in the heart of downtown Madison, Indiana, with generous support from the Jefferson County Board of Tourism, the Ohio Theater, and listeners like you. Stay tuned for the rest of the story, and if you'd like to come to town and see us perform live, we'll be doing some more shows this fall and winter. We'd love to have you.